The first link between transcriptional elongation control and human cancer was identified in 1996, published in the journal Science by Schlottefard and his colleagues, when they demonstrated the 1119 lymphoid leukemia gene, ELL, a translocation partner of the mixed lineage leukemia gene, MLL, was found to encode a factor controlling the elongation stage of transcription by RNA polymerase II, Pol2. This initial report suggested that ELL can increase the catalytic rate of transcription elongation by RNA Pol2, which further suggested that the elongation stage of transcription is a regulatory step in gene expression, plays a central role in development, and its dysregulation can cause disease pathogenesis. It's now been demonstrated that the diverse MLL translocation partners found in pediatric leukemias include many subunits of the ELL-containing superelongation complex, SEC, which regulates the release of paused RNA Pol2 into productive transcriptional elongation, and its therapeutic disruption by small molecular complexes discovered by the Schlottefard laboratory can be used for the treatment of human cancer. Due to these findings, studies from our laboratory and other laboratories within the field have demonstrated the significance of transcriptional elongation in the regulation of gene expression in the past two decades. Various elongation factors have been identified in regulating the elongation stage of transcription within physiological contexts relevant to human health and disease. In this review, we provide an up-to-date and comprehensive picture of the mechanisms by which Pol2 elongation factors regulate gene expression, as well as their functional roles in development and disease, and also have been shown to play a major role in the aging process. These findings further affirm the initial observation that the elongation stage of transcription is a key regulatory step in gene expression, and its dysregulation drives disease pathogenesis and plays a central role in the aging process.